like one of my friends used to tell me, this is years ago, that I looked like if Stevie Nicks and Renee Zellweger had a baby.
I can see that. Can I throw in Helen Hunt?
And Helen Hunt. Into that mix. Yeah, and Helen Hunt's eclipsing.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Wait, did you have penis news?
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, it's what I showed you, what we didn't go to.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So we're kicking off today with Katie giving us the business.
No.
Penis news.
Really, are we going to do this?
Yep.
All right.
Penis news, everybody. Katie's doing penis news first time.
I know. I tell you what happened. I got a message from a friend of mine who said, I still wish I lived in New York City.
Okay.
Because of this. And there's a link that says, not safe for work. And I'm like,
it's not safe at all.
Great. It says, photographer dresses up dicks in adorable little outfits for art.
I saw one of the dicks in question, and it was quasi-adorable.
It was. What she did, what happened with the story is that guys are sending dick pics all the time, and nobody wants them.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Nobody
They
does.
Really don't.
Don't ever send us one.
A
no.
dick on its own? What's the point?
Right. A you picture. Know?
Yeah. It's like, here's my heel. Let me just send that. Do you know what I mean? It's just like there's no context for
right,
it.
Right. Anyway, so there's so many of them going around, these dick pics, that this artist, she said, she's a photographer, and she says that she will set up a real photo shoot for your dick, but they have to be dressed in outfits.
Okay, yeah, because this is not a nudie show.
Right.
This is fully clothed.
Yeah, because they used to, the dudes send them out on Tinder, like, just all the time, right?
People so, just send a picture of their, I cannot tell you how, like, if you want to capture the essence of your penis, you got to be like Robert Mapplethorpe or someone like that. Like, you cannot just snap a photo of your Johnson and put it out there. It's going to look rough.
Yeah.
You know, where's the artistry in that?
Right. So this woman and her friends, they get a lot of dick pics and they all show each other what them. And they're just like, you can't.
We got to do something.
We just got to make this a high fashion shoot.
Yeah. So the problem here is the mise en scène.
Right. So they have a couple of guys with girlfriends who volunteered to be in the photo shoot.
Okay.
And
the guys volunteered.
So okay. I think there were three different guys who volunteered, and there were a variety of outfits. One is in a Where's Waldo.
Did you find him?
One is dressed as Bradley Cooper.
Okay. So what does that mean? Because I was watching there's some new late night show with some chunky guy from the UK. Yeah. I don't know what his deal is. He dresses poorly. And I think they were making a thing about Bradley Cooper. And I didn't recognize Bradley Cooper. They kept showing him over and over again. I'm like, is that Bradley? I don't know what Bradley Cooper looks like.
He's changed. He's becoming more, getting a little older, right?
So. Is he getting worked? Has he had work done? Because he didn't look like the Bradley Cooper I remember from The Hangover. Is that right?
Yes. He was in The Hangover.
Okay. So and which Bradley Cooper is this?
This is
this penis. What is he serving?
It just says it's Bradley Cooper. You know, and he's just wearing an outfit and sunglasses. Like, from The Hangover.
Okay, from The Hangover. Yeah.
And there's one dressed as a cop.
But where's Waldo, to be fair? Where's Waldo kind of looks like Rip Van Winkle in this one? He's wearing these, you know, the round glasses. He's got a little knit cap on and a scarf.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling the Where's Waldo, though.
He's like peeking out of the picture.
Shouldn't the balls and the shaft be blue for Wells? Where's Waldo?
It should be.
That's, you know.
There's a Fidel Castro.
Okay. A common sight.
Right.
Everybody, it's actually a dictator.
Yeah, so she had a showing at a gallery with all her pictures, and you could buy tickets.
Okay.
There was an open bar. And
I bet there was.
And finger food.
Oh. Is the exhibit still going on?
I think it's over with, but you can go to her Tumblr to look at some of the photos.
That's interesting. Like. Why Fidel Castro?
Why not?
Who else is going to be? Like, who would I like to see in an exhibit? Maybe a young Kyle MacLachlan. Can you do that?
Oh,
could
right,
you put that together?
Right, probably.
You know, from Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Or even early, go back to Dune. I don't know. Or make it more character. Where's Gandalf? Like, give us character.
Right.
You
maybe
know?
Inspector Gadget.
Yes, maybe King Henry VIII.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Something people can really sink their teeth into. I don't know, like a bit of history. Get it out there.
Yeah.
Penis is through the ages.
We want to see a representation.
Yeah, we want. I want to see all the presidents, including Obama.
And by the way, if you want to hear some like behind the scenes prepping for the photo shoot, only take couples because somebody has to help. Make sure the scene is set properly.
Oh, so someone has to prepare the
and help costume
the penis because yeah. I guess if it's flaccid, they probably are not able to get as many things
hats
onto it.
Yeah.
As many hats, accoutrements onto it. Wow.
So I don't think that you're going to just be like a dude showing up. Like somebody's going to work this thing. For
yeah,
me,
you got to have something to work with first of all.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have something attractive, and then maybe you need to have, like, props and a theme as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Thor, how they pulled that one
off. Oh, right. Yes. Bring the hammer down.
Yes, two hammers. All right, so, because since we're on penises, I'm moving on to more penises.
Oh.
It says here, thoughtful husband cloned his manhood, and it ended up in the worst hands. So apparently there's this thing out there called Clone a Willy.
Okay.
And you can clone, it's a tube with some kind of, silicone or something, and if you put your penis into it, it takes a mold of it,
mm-hmm.
and then you can send it off, you know, to be made into a vibrator. So this guy made one.
Okay.
For his wife.
All right.
And thought, hey, this would be great. Gave it to his wife. Was like, here's a vibrator. Didn't say it was his, made from his penis. She then gave that vibrator to her sister.
No!
She never used it.
No.
She was like, I haven't used this vibrator. His sister was complaining. She hadn't had sex in a while.
Oh.
This woman was like, I just got this dildo. It's great. I've never used it. Here. So the dilemma is...
God, no.
No. Advice on advice.
Okay.
My wife's sister was over for dinner tonight. Her husband is out on deployment, so she comes over a lot. During conversation, she tells my wife she's getting lonely without her husband, can't wait till he returns in 5 months so she can finally get laid.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously have a very friendly relationship.
Yeah.
It's fun. My wife tells her she should go to the adult store, buy some toys, and take care of a business.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take care of business. Get down to work.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister says she's way too embarrassed and would never set foot in one of those stores. My wife says, wait right here. She runs upstairs and comes back down and puts the molded dildo on the table and says, you can have this. I never got around to using it. The sister-in-law picks it up and says, are you sure? My wife says, please take it. I'm sitting at the table, mouth wide open, that my sister-in-law is actually my clone dildo and is taking it home to keep forever. My sister-in-law left 2 hours ago with the clone dick in hand. I'm still sitting here shocked that this went down. There's no way I can ever tell my wife the real story, and I hope that when my brother-in-law returns, he doesn't notice that the dildo isn't professional-looking and figures out what happens.
Oh,
should he come clean?
It's a couple of things here. How are they having this candid conversation, but she's too nervous to go to the store and buy
it? I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe they just have a really good sister and brother-in-law. You know what I mean? Relationship. I'm guessing they're younger.
All right.
Maybe as well. I'm okay. So let's just...
We're okay. We're going to get past that part.
Take it as read.
Well, he should have told the wife, I think, initially that was his thing. All right. So now, forget it.
Yes.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it. This is just a memory.
Yes.
This is just something he's going to have to put out of his head not even talk about.
The idea that the husband is going to come back from deployment, you know, and the first he's going to get home, he's going to be excited to see his wife. Well, wait, hold on. What the hell is that? That does not look like a professional dildo.
That is not.
Is this Jake's? Is this Jake's paint? Like, why would, what would tip a guy off to thinking that something's up with his wife's dildo?
This guy's going to realize it's not like a.
What is it, very small? Like, is like one ball larger than the other?
Yeah, that it's, kind of like, I don't know, like 70s porn.
No one's going to notice.
It's not all altered and perfected with surgery.
And then he's immediately going to be like, where did you get this from? It's like, I don't think this conversation is that. I think that the husband is like, that's it. Don't make any more.
No,
you're done.
I think, or he is going to do a caper now where he has to go back and
sneak
get it.
In there?
Sneak it and get it back.
And be caught red hand, like holding his own penis.
Yeah.
Running around with his dick in his hand.
Yeah. And he has to just destroy it. Like, it has to get lost. He's going to fake a burglary. And take the whole thing.
And take the whole thing.
Yeah, and just be done. But then that'll be even a worse story. Can you believe someone broke in and took
my... And took my dildo.
Yeah.
So I decided to look up the clone a Willy, because this is a real thing. It says you make a negative mold of your penis. So the kit comes with an algae-based molding gel, specially designed...
Algae? Algae-based.
Yeah. Algae-based molding gel. Specially designed molding container that makes the process especially easy. It basically just looks like a long can, like a tall boy.
Okay.
With the top cut off, obviously. It's the same stuff that you, when you go to the dentist and they take an impression.
Oh. Because
that stuff, that makes them mold, like, very, very quickly.
It does. It's fast, yeah.
It says here, it's not messy. It says, is the process messy? It can be. Well, I guess, sure. You're not supposed to sleep with the damn thing. You're supposed to stick your penis in it.
Yeah.
So if you get hard, you put it in there, you wait, you know, I think it's like 45 seconds to a minute. It says, how long will the finished dildo last? It said probably longer than you. they will not take your name or anything like that. They say if the penis is crooked, I didn't look at the video, but if you have hooked dick, there's actually a way to correct it for the dildo.
Oh.
So that you're not giving somebody a hooked dildo, because let's be honest.
Okay.
Unless it's genetic, I mean, unless it's like engineered to do what it's supposed to do, nobody wants your hooked dick.
Mm-hmm.
Circumcised, uncircumcised, doesn't matter. Anything can go in the can.
Then again, it's not just the hooked dick, fellas. It's what you do with it.
It's what you do
all
with
right.
it.
So it's not like you're all out of the running at all.
It says, how much detail is there? It's incredibly detailed. Every line, every bump will be reproduced.
Ew. Do they have to say bump?
That's what it says here. I have to say it. Every line, every bump. Will be reproduced. They also ship to military addresses. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Right.
But I guess maybe people ask. You know what? Maybe, now that I think about it, yeah, soldiers.
Yeah.
Soldiers who cannot physically get their penis to their wife or a husband can now ship it.
Ship it. Okay.
And then, so that's pretty much it. You don't have to shave or do anything. It's just a silicone kit, and you can make your own dildo out of your penis.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Clone a willy, though. They could have come up with something better than that. So that is my penis news / advice on advice, which is a segment where we find advice on the internet that's unqualified and stinks.
And we give advice
improve upon it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say it at the end of the advice.
Yes.
# advice on advice. So what do you have?
So I have here, it's some barnyard news.
Okay, cool. So we just like to report on animals.
Yeah. And, you know, every so often, this was an old segment. It came back and we started doing it. And one of our allies in podcasting, Agent Jackson from Operation
Special Cubicle. Agent Jackson.
Yeah, Operation Cubicle. I said he liked the Barnyard News. And,
oh, cool. And by the way, people, check out Operation Cubicle if you can. They're on iTunes, and they are regular.
They
always put out a regular podcast.
And he said he cried foul on our last
really?
One because we reported on bees. And he said bees are not a barnyard animal. And I said, well, they're in barns.
did he buy that one?
And he's like,
because the
no.
thing about Special Agent Jackson is he's actually a scientist as well.
He said, he goes, unless you can put that animal in a showing, it's not barnyard worthy.
What?
Yeah. So nobody's
okay.
doing a bee show.
Not yet, my friend.
Yeah. So anyway, I found this. This is for you, Agent Jackson. Tradition of camping in barns with show animals ends for Cheshire County Fair. A tradition came to an end this year at the Cheshire County Fair due to a long-established fire code that was enforced this year.
Okay. Wait, the fire code's been around forever, but some ass was like, yeah, we really should do this.
It was the first fairground in the state to enforce a code when the festival ended on Sunday. I cannot tell you how upset all our exhibitors are that they cannot sleep with their animals anymore.
Excuse me? That was the code?
Said Lori J., the general manager of the fairgrounds. They're upset for several reasons, but mostly they're afraid for their animal safety.
Mm-hmm.
So they said
the animals are the ones who got the regulation in place.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? After being seen all day, they want a bit of privacy.
Right. They said that the federal fire code had been a growing concern over recent years, given the practice of caretakers camping out with their animals at fairs mm-hmm. like this all across New Hampshire.
I mean, I'm thinking the two reasons why you might camp with your animal. One, you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
Two, theft. I mean, these are prize animals, right?
And
we've all heard about cattle rustling.
Right.
Maybe people are trying to rustle sheep and pigs and chickens and whatever else. Bees, if you will, Special Agent Jackson, my prize bee.
The fire chief was concerned about dry wood, crowded conditions, and lack of a sprinkler system in the barns.
Mm-hmm.
While many people are disappointed at the need to pay for campgrounds.
See?
Nearby.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Or being unable to help animals if they need it in the middle of the night.
See, that's another thing. Because if you have your prize sow out there.
The sow is like, it's 3 a.m. I need you.
Yes, where are you? You lousy bastard.
Yeah, some owners are not disturbed. I came to show cows, not to sleep.
that's our t-shirt. Hashtag BS on these regulations. I come here to show, not to kip.
We hate to see these traditions go, but we're all about safety. We're just not willing to risk a human's life.
We're all about it.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. Aww.
So you can't sleep with your animals
on
the fairgrounds anymore, people.
I think that, I mean, I'm going to have to look into this whole bee thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've domesticated bees quite a bit.
I think so.
So I have some Hey You Didn't Know It. It's a segment that we occasionally do. We find news of the oblivious living among us.
That's right.
Of which there are many, and we report on it. So this says here, selfies have killed more people than sharks this year.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yes. It says, humans, still the world's deadliest predator. According to the media, 12 people have been killed in selfie-related accidents so far in 2015, and many, many more injured. While only 8 people have died as the result of a shark attack.
Wow.
So you have more of a likelihood of killing yourself with a selfie.
What was the number of selfies again?
12 people have been killed by selfies.
Going off a cliff, right?
Well, I'll tell you what they are. Right. So there was the latest one was someone had a heart attack while posing with a selfie stick at the Taj Mahal. I don't think that had anything to do with taking a selfie. I think they just
horrendous.
Got overwhelmed.
Yeah, it looks horrendous.
It looked bigger. Other deaths have been caused by people falling off a cliff, Darwin. People crashing their cars, Darwin. People being hit by trains. I grew up with trains around. How do you let a train sneak up on you?
Yeah.
First of all, you've got to. It's like the shark. Don't go in the water.
Don't go on the track. Get off the train tracks, people.
And they have sound. There's lights. Like, they're doing everything that they can to keep you away from the train. Like, nobody wants this. I don't get it. And then somebody shot themselves while posing with a gun. I don't feel bad about that one. Go ahead and laugh, people. That's fucking ridiculous. It says Russia has experienced a share of accidents. 2 men were killed by taking selfies of themselves holding a hand grenade with the pin pulled out.
Oh, good.
But the photo survived. The photos. So, like, they took the selfie, and that was the last thing they ever did.
It was the last thing they ever did. Wow.
So it's been so bad in Russia that the Russian government has made some signs telling people when not to selfie. So it's basically the circle with the slash through it. I'll describe the signs. One is a person with a selfie stick standing directly in front of a train that has a no over it. There's another one with a tiger. A person trying to get a selfie with a tiger, like a little, you know, figurine of a tiger, that's a no. There's a picture of someone holding a camera pointed at themselves and one hand and a gun in the other. No. Do not do that. Do not climb in front of
the
subway.
Not the gun.
Yeah. And then there's one of a guy falling backwards down a very steep hill with a selfie stick.
Good.
I mean, but these are, you know how we have like the parking, no parking, they're international signs. These signs are specifically for Russians. There's a picture of a guy holding on to an aerial on top of the house, falling off with taking a selfie of himself. Don't do that. Yet. Don't do it, people.
Oh, man.
It says men who post a lot of selfies score higher traits in narcissism.
What?
And I'm more likely to be psychopaths.
Oh, boy.
It says, too, last year there were only 74 unprovoked shark attacks. I don't know how many provoked ones there were. I guess they don't list those.
They should.
To protect the sharks.
Yeah.
So more people are killing themselves taking a selfie than will be eaten by sharks. And yet the sharks somehow get a bad rep.
Those numbers are going to go up.
Yes.
They can't go down.
I've never understood that. Like, when selfies first came out, when you're first able to, like, flip it around and see yourself, I would take some pictures of myself. But it was always, like, I'm backstage and there's no one. Like, I'm preparing for my show. There's no one here.
Yeah.
But I have a moment and I want to take a picture.
Right.
But at this point, I'm just like, forget it.
Right.
I'll take one with someone else. But I don't really need to for you to see how much time I spend alone. You know what I mean? even holding it up at a nice 15% grade, I just generally, it looks weird to me.
It does look weird.
Because I would never see that.
And a lot of phones, they make you look weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a little bit of a distortion to your
face,
right?
I think there's no way to get around it.
Yeah.
You know, so if you take it, the selfie without looking at it yourself, because I'm talking about the iPhone, it looks better, I feel like, than if you try to take it looking at yourself.
Yeah.
If you flip it around. So maybe there is some kind of distortion. But the moral of the story is, if you are in Russia, please heed the warnings of Putin and his operatives. Do not selfie when you're with a tiger.
That's right.
Do not selfie when you're falling down a mountain.
Yeah, do not selfie. What else should you not selfie?
Don't selfie in traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't, there's no
reason. Don't selfie as you're crossing the street.
Yeah, pull a stop. I've seen people standing in the middle of the street selfieing, and I'm like, half of me is like, could somebody just please at least hit him in the back of the legs?
Yeah.
Tap him. Like, just tap him or something.
Yeah. All right, I have something here.
Okay, what is it?
It says, everyone emits unique cloud of microbes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where do you find you? It's always like some disgusting.
Hey, just listen to this.
Germ cloud.
Everywhere you go and everything you do, you are surrounded by an aura of microbes.
Ew.
And they drip from your hair when you scratch your head. They fly off your hand when you wave to your friend. They spew out of your mouth when you talk.
They fly off your hand. I'm going to flick mine at people on purpose.
When you sit around doing nothing, you're sitting in your own personal microbial bubble.
Okay, I don't mind. Is anyone else going to get in that bubble?
Yeah, if you get close, you're probably near my bubble.
How we know how big they are? We have no idea. It's is it like a 1 foot radius?
Of millions and billions and trillions of bacteria, yeast cells, and cell parts, the bubble actually is more like a cloud. It's mm-hmm. unique to you.
Okay. I think you smelled someone's cloud on the way in here.
I did. Oh, man.
It was unique to them.
It was. Yeah. Sometimes people work really hard.
That's all we have to say.
Yeah. As gross as it is to imagine everyone around you shedding microbial bits and pieces into the air.
We probably need it.
Yeah. Studying the clouds can be useful for people like doctors tracking down the disease outbreaks.
Okay.
And cops tracking criminals.
From the stench?
No, because from your cloud. What they did was...
it's Minority Report 4.
What they did. There was another... scientists went ahead and put people in a chamber.
Okay.
And just had them sit there and then for like 4 hours.
I would have gone right into my act. I got 45 minutes of gold. You want to see a cloud? Get you a comedy cloud.
And so you're just sitting there emitting your microbes. And then you leave.
Just as you do.
You know,
just like we're doing right now.
Yeah. And so then they took that air and then they could identify all the unique combinations of bacteria that the person left behind.
Okay. I don't want to know.
Right. So it turns out everybody has a very unique signature.
Someone like Chipotle, feet, a cigarette, and just despair.
Frogs. They found they could categorize whole microbial communities, identify pathogens, and they found a lot of strep, by the way.
Really? I'm not surprised, yeah. Right? Just hanging around in a big funky cloud.
Yeah, right. So what happens is like they feel like they can identify people by their microbial crowd. And so if there was a burglar in your house, they take a sample of the air and they're like, I know whose cloud.
He thinks he's going to get away with this.
Or someone's got their cloud all over your cloud. You know, you can find, and yeah, who goes where and how people spread diseases. Sure.
I think it's from a disease perspective, it's interesting, but I'm pretty sure that's not how they're going to use it. Mm-hmm. Although I know, it's, whenever I hear about these things about how you can tell where someone has been, I can just give you so many situations where the police have not been able to find someone who's been living at the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
So this kind of stuff is not, you know, like the basics aren't working.
Right.
You know, like the knock on the door and ask, is Mr. Smith at home? Is not happening.
Right.
Let alone, you know,
Mr.
Smith's microbial cloud.
So especially everybody is into, like, gut microbes now.
You know,
probiotic health, poor health, all of that. There.
Everyone's sick as a dog.
Yeah, it's all about the gut bacteria. And so just think about all that gut
bacteria. Is that coming out,
That's
too?
That's all coming out, too, because
what?
It comes out if you burp or if you emit gas in any kind of way, as they call them, farticles.
Oh, really? Farticles?
Yeah, well, all the stuff, anything you exhale, anything that comes or sheds off your body is all in this microbial.
And your microbial. And then does it travel with you?
Yeah.
Is it like a trail?
Like Pigpen.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's
like wavy lines coming up.
Yeah.
So, okay, so how long does my cloud stay around?
It's always there.
I can't get rid of it.
Can't
so,
get
like,
rid
a
of
wind
it.
Can't come along and be like, God damn it.
So, well,
my
it's
microbial
gonna,
cloud.
It'll kind of blow away, but it's still, you're going to emit more.
Will it catch up with me later when I get home? Like, oh, there you are. Son of a.
You're going to just emit more and more. And I can just see now then what it's going to, once this gets out to everybody, you know, Procter & Gamble and those companies,
oh,
they're going to have
right.
their antimicrobial cloud spray.
So you don't leave any cloud behind.
Right. So you think your cloud is offending others.
Yeah. If you're cloud blind.
Yeah. Oh,
that's gross.
Yeah, so they're going to be selling, I think, this is my prediction.
They're going to sell anti-cloud spray.
Yeah. And be like, I don't have to worry about my...
My microbial cloud. We got to come up with a better name than microbial cloud, though. How about MC? Do you suffer from MC? Did you know that you had MC? MC is microbial clouds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Some are stronger than others.
Yeah. And women who have them tend not to get laid.
Yeah.
By men who make more money. Talk to your service... Talk to your doctor about microbial cloud.
Yeah. You see a woman and she takes, like... She opens up her purse. She sees the guy, like, turning her back on her in the cafeteria, wherever. I don't know why they're in the cafeteria.
Yes, I like it. Because it's the 70s.
And he turns away from her and walks away, and she's sad. She opens her purse and takes out her spray. Sprays it about her person. Suddenly he comes back.
He comes by.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a, you know, some women just have it, and a woman walks by with, like, a fantastic microbial cloud, and everyone's swooning. And then it's, like, gets to us, and it's like, womp, pig pen. Literally pig pen. I like it. Microbial clouds.
Yeah. I got the four R's.
The four R's. Rehearse, record, rinse, or repair.
To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag Funklife NYC.
Who knew? So, by popular request, Katie had said in a previous podcast that we don't know much about IMPs.
We don't.
We need to learn more about them. So I did a little research on IMPs, and I have also a story as well about IMPs. So we'll see how far we can get into it. It says, what are the characteristic features of IMPs?
All right.
So I was getting IMP and fairy confused.
Really?
I don't know if you would ever think
they were the same.
The tradition of imps can be traced back to Germanic folklore, and the imp is a small demon bent on performing mischievous tricks on others. And some cultures, they are regarded as God's assistants. I didn't know that.
I didn't know.
In the later part of the Middle Ages, imps were associated with devils and witches. Many myths describe the behavior to be wild and mischievous, and leading them impish. As you said, your mom would call you an imp.
Yeah, she would call us, my siblings and I, imps. You little imps.
So basically she was saying, you little people who revel in playing pranks and jokes on other fellow people.
Right. Demonic.
So it says, imps are small, quick, and full of mischief. And the term elf, rascal, sprite, and hellion are synonymous with imp. So I did not know that.
Okay.
We talked about sprites before.
Yeah.
What are the characteristic features of imps? Small. Mm-hmm. Full of energy, often unattractive, and frequently depicted as being a little bit smaller than other beings.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, I don't know, 3 feet, something like that.
Well, still, if I saw a 3 foot...
That's too big.
...entity, I wouldn't like that. I think they're 2 feet.
Foot and a half?
Okay.
Can I haggle you down to
with
18 inches?
Yeah, sure.
It says, witches sometimes... employ imps to help them trap their victims. So sometimes they are like a familiar, like a witch's familiar or something like that, like a cat.
That just seems rude.
I think they like a boss, is what I'm getting here. So basically, imps are, they like to be around people. They get lonely when they're by themselves. And they think it's a game that it's fun playing these tricks on people, but they don't really seem to understand when people get upset.
Human beings or other imps?
Human beings. So they like to be around people. And their pranks, to them, is like play.
Mm-hmm.
Like they think it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see why you're getting so upset about it all the time,
basically.
Difference between an imp and a pixie. Imp is a demon known for mischief and tricks. Pixie refers to a race of people characterized by small stature, green skin, and pointed ears. I thought this was an elf.
I thought it was like a kind of a fairy.
Pixies are of Celtic origin, and they're known for misleading people deliberately. Imps are just playing a game.
Yeah.
It's a trick. It's fun for them. Pixies, they'll just have no good intentions whatsoever. How is their imp different from a fairy? I thought a fairy was a lady.
It.
The other way around.
Yeah.
They're saying here that imps are actually just really nice and they're fun. You know, like they like to be around people and this kind of thing. It also says here, they're lonely. So they're looking for human attention. And that's why it's practical jokes and pranks are impish.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, you know, you're acting like an imp. It doesn't have to necessarily be a bad thing. It could just be like a clever trick
or
something like that. So then I found a tale from Der Campfire, if you will.
Oh, Tales from the Campfire is the segment wherein we find a ghost story, a myth, an urban legend.
Fake lore, folklore, and we retell it here.
Around the digital campfire.
So, gather round. This is copyrighted to Spooky Ebony.
Okay.
Your ghost stories. It says Little Red Imp 3.
Oh, okay.
So I looked at Imp 1 and 2. They were all right. But 3 is really where the meat of the Imp story comes to 4.
Okay.
It had been 3 days since the Shadow Man attacked me and my mother.
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
Finally, the day of the clearing had rolled around, ironically, on my 15th birthday.
The clearing.
So they're going to clear this piece out. They're going to sage it out.
Okay.
Only
do a ritual in the home where they burn sage.
Cast a circle, uncast it,
whatever.
Only my mother and I were allowed to be in attendance. My brothers and sisters had been sent to my grandparents' house for the afternoon. Aside from the friend's mother we vaguely knew, there were 3 other psychics and spiritually attuned people to help us. Once they had all arrived, they wandered about the house to get a feel there. So they want to get this imp out of the grandmother's house, basically. Which is kind of contradicts what we've read, that they're not that bad, but we'll see. We all had to gather in the lounge in a circle. Incense and candles were lit. Auras were cleansed. We were told there was a large amount of entities in our house.
Were the microbial cleansed too?
I'm thinking that's what an aura might have something to do with.
Right.
You know? And maybe people are more attuned to that, you know, disgusting microbial soup cloud.
Right. Because it kind of, maybe it would hold different energy than we're, you know, because they say like, you know, dirt holds negativity.
Yeah. Or just bad gut. That's all I see. Just bad gut. So, a door... Okay, so they're in the house, they're in the lounge, incense, candles, auras cleansed. There's a door to another dimension located at the end of the hallway near my room.
Oh.
On the other side of that wall is the ensuite. This explained to me why I had become wary of the room. The door was partially open, but there was a large boulder preventing it from opening completely.
What?
Large enough for things to come flooding through, as luck would have it. The door...
What was flooding through?
The door and the boulder were not in the living world. They're in the shadow world.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay, yeah.
Because I would say...
Yeah.
What would the realtor say?
How
do they explain that?
She said that the door and the boulder are not in the living world. They're located in a place where all you can see is a blank wall.
All right.
The red imp is the one who let the rest in.
Figures.
They were convinced that I had picked it up from my grandparents' house and brought it home with me, and it attached itself to me. So when I mentioned my grandparents' house is very close to a cemetery, it was agreed upon that that was the source of the bad energy. So apparently this imp, like, glommed onto this little girl at her grandparents' house, and is now just, she can't shake it free. And it's opened up a portal.
Oh, for God's sake.
And everybody is like Grand Central Station.
I wonder if the portal was already there and they opened it up, or just like just by virtue of being there.
Well, she's saying that the portal, I'm guessing the portal was there, and then the imp was like, yo, how come you guys haven't opened this? You crazy? Whoa! Okay, the whole time we were standing in the circle talking, I could feel hands gripping at my legs.
Ew.
Like several people were climbing onto me to avoid being dragged away. One of the men asked if I could feel things on my legs. I bet he did. I told him yes, to which he replied there were spirits that didn't want to leave. He could see them, but I could only see swirling mist.
He could see them. What they look like?
They're probably his hands.
Oh.
All she could see was a swirling mist.
Okay.
The red imp made his last appearance that day. While I was preoccupied with the spirits at my feet, I could sense the imp somewhere behind me. One of the psychics who was sitting at the end of the hall said he told us afterward that a red imp-like creature had come up behind him and yanked his hair, pulling his head back. He simply reached behind him, grabbed the imp, and threw him forwards into the vortex of light we had created to cleanse the house.
Nice. Nice move. That could be a good Nick Cage movie.
Yeah. Like at the very end, he just casually reaches behind himself and throws the imp away.
Yeah.
So basically that is her imp story. She has other stories about terrifying things happening to them, but that's The Little Red Imp 3 by Spooky Ebony. Not bad.
Nice.
I like this idea that there's a portal and that the imp opened it up.
Yeah, and like has the power to do that.
Yeah. I mean,
can see, like, oh,
this is what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know how that fits in with the information that we read about him being wanting to be around people.
Yeah.
Or so I don't know if it's an imp.
Right.
You know what I mean? That doesn't sound like what we just read.
Behavior. That sounds more like a...
maybe a pixie?
A poltergeist?
A poltergeist? We'll have to stay tuned for the next follow-up episode of Tales from Der Campfire. All right, what do you have?
I have advice on advice.
Oh, cool. Advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that's unqualified.
And it stinks.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on advice, hence hashtag right. advice on advice. So okay. Who is this from?
We got E. Jean
sweet,
today.
Sweet E. Jean.
Dig into some E. Jean. Okay, so E. Jean. All right. Dear E. Jean, next to my boyfriend, who is overweight, balding, and mopey.
Okay. Just tell us how you really feel.
I look like Halle Berry.
Really? That's a very specific look.
Every chance I get, I tell him how smart, reliable, and honorable he is. And I mean every word
you're
of
so
it.
You're so honorable, Martin. Really? You're honorable? That sounds like you're cheating on him.
I know. And I mean every word of it. At his core, he is...
I'm not lying.
He is a very good man with many fine qualities.
But around the edges. And his microbial cloud, girl. Girl.
But he never returns the compliment. I told him time and time again how...
Because you ain't shit.
I told him,
you're blowing him up now. He's all like,
I told him time and time again how important it is for me to hear he likes the way I look.
Okay. Girl, you like Halle Berry.
He finally mustered, I like your pants.
Excuse me.
When pushed, he added, you look fine. E. Jean, frankly, I look great.
Are you serious?
He tells me he loves me and that I'm the most important person in his life. This is lovely to hear, but his lack of enthusiasm is starting to dull my desire to have sex.
Wow.
I want to feel pretty and sexy. I try to look beautiful for him and I get no reaction. Am I too demanding?
Maybe he's not into Halle Berry.
Yeah, but the thing is that she just is like, he's smart, reliable, and honorable. She's not, and she's already said he's overweight, balding, and mopey, so she's not throwing compliments
at
him.
Yeah, but she's talking about his character.
Yeah.
And maybe he's starting to, like, pick up on that
yeah.
and be like, wait a minute, why do you keep saying nice things about, like, the things that I do?
Right.
You know?
And I would never hear anything about my head.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with a toupee?
Yeah.
You're no Halle Berry.
Right.
That's so weird. Right.
She's like, you know, I'm telling you nice things about your person.
What does Halle Berry even look like? I don't even know anymore. Like, she's just one of those, just like a random black celebrity.
Yeah, she's pretty.
That's
it.
I still think of her from like the 80s with like a TLC haircut. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like a short.
I think of her at the Oscars when she won the Oscar and then, what's his name?
Then she stopped working after that.
Right, because she got the Oscar curse. Anyway. So, anyway, here we are. She's complimenting her boyfriend on his virtues.
Yes, and she wants to be told that she's giving Halle Berry a run for her money.
Right. Okay, so what does E. Jean have to say?
Okay.
Dear demanding, girl, please.
I love E. Jean.
Next time you're looking
famous. This is hard liquor Jean.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, well, I blew past that Chardonnay on Wednesday. Girl,
in a coffee
please.
Cup.
Yeah, in a coffee cup.
Next time you're looking fatally attractive and the dullard remains silent, perform the Heimlich on his brain. Hold him a cheat sheet and declare, darling, you're a super smart guy and a lovable dolt. You know I like hearing that I like the way I look. So if you ever want to have sex again, choose one from each column.
Wow. He just goes right to it.
He will stare at the sheet in sulky confusion, so prompt him with it. Dude, I realize you're shy to think of the words on your own. But...
So he's like the magnets and he can pick like a sexy
word.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, as beef-witted as your silence suggests. Just say my name, add the word your, and make your selections.
So okay.
Like pulling it out like...
That's not bad.
Yeah. Keep copies handy and give the big dope to give the big dope in the future. No woman should live even a day without being admired. When a woman is admired, she becomes dangerous.
I am already too dangerous to be admired. I don't need to be puffed up any more than I am. Are you kidding me?
Man.
I mean, it's... Okay. It's tough because the point that you raise is a good point. She's not saying anything about
his
looks. But maybe looks aren't important to him.
Yeah. Well, maybe they are. Maybe he realizes.
No, I mean her looks. Maybe that's not the reason why they are together. Maybe he's like, girl, you do look like Halle Berry, but Halle Berry looks like a butt and a foot. I'm not interested, but I like your personality. I like your style. You got a lot going for you. It's just that looking like Halle Berry is killing it for me. I saw Mr. Brooks.
Well, maybe he was also fishing for compliments, too. And he's been like,
what was his
how
description?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But she needs to tell him
that he looks good.
That he looks good.
Whew.
And she just stares at him. Maybe he's like, how do I look? And she's like silent. And she just widens her eyes.
But this is just, I just heard my phone ring. In the next room.
You know, which is awful. So I think that I think this woman has a much better guy than she deserves.
Probably, yeah. But I think maybe they need to, like, do something together. Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of, like, sitting or, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of, like, sitting around. Like, go out and do an activity together. And then maybe when you're being active, he will feel comfortable saying something.
Yeah, he says he loves me and I'm the most important person in his life.
Okay.
It's lovely to hear.
That's great.
She's a bee.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. That's something nice to say to somebody. Yeah. I'm thinking he just is not into Halle Berry, but he's going to let that slide.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's a lot of people who are supposedly really, really attractive that I'm just not into at all.
Right.
You know? So this could be, he might not be into Halle Berry.
So maybe
change up that nappy wig.
You know? So maybe he thinks she's unattractive physically, but loves her.
Yeah.
And she thinks that he's unattractive.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like him.
He's not pushing it. He's not saying, you need to tell me, you know, that I look good.
Right. So maybe they shouldn't be with each other. Maybe she should just...
You've ended the relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, get out and try rafting. You're like, hit the road. Hit the road. It's over.
I think she's too mean. I think she's mean to him.
She does seem kind of mean.
I'm getting meanness off her, and I don't like her.
I'm getting Halle Berry off her, and I don't like that.
If someone's like, I look like Halle Berry. I look like...
Who said they look like Halle Berry? How old is this woman?
Yeah, right.
Who says they look like Halle Berry?
Right. But who says
I look like Robin Givens. Like, really?
I look like... Who would I even say? Like, if I wanted to be, like, telling... Somebody that I don't know. They don't know what I look like.
I used to say I look like Anita Baker. But I don't even think anybody knows what that looks like anymore. Like, you know, like I look like Anita Baker.
I look like one of my friends used to tell me, this is years ago, that I look like if Stevie Nicks and Renee Zellweger had a baby.
I can see that. Can I throw in Helen Hunt?
And Helen Hunt.
Into that mix.
Yeah, and Helen Hunt's eclipsing.
Eclipsing.
But I mean...
I can't.
But I didn't say I look like Cindy Crawford.
No.
I look like Claudia Schiffer.
I mean.
I look like.
I say Anita Baker because when she was younger and I was younger, I actually I found some pictures where I was like, oh yeah, I kind of do look like her.
Yeah.
I don't think we look like each other at this point in life. I don't know who else I would say. I mean.
I'm excited to see who you're going to grow into.
Let it be Diane Carroll. I don't know who it's going to be. I used to say it was like a short Macy Gray, but that's just I didn't comb my hair. You know, people seem to accept that, and I was like, that's fine.
But the thing is, here we are describing ourselves. Like, if you don't know what we look like.
Girl, I look like Naomi Campbell.
Right.
You better believe it.
That's right.
It's Naomi Campbell and Claudia Schiffer.
You're here.
Hey, you know it. The first models of supermodels of podcast.
That's right.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. So I have something that I found here. It's a proclamation from President Obama.
What? When did he proclaim anything?
At a time when much of the world remained unknown, Leif Erikson, I'm quoting Obama on this one, a son of Iceland and grandson of Norway, left his Nordic homeland and sailed westward across an unrelenting ocean. Landing in present-day Canada more than 1,000 years ago, Erikson and his crew became the first Europeans known to reach North America. He went on, he gives the entire, he's like, more than 800 years after a historic village, a group of Norwegian immigrants, and then there's more stuff, 200 years. So basically, Obama did a proclamation. I'm doing Obama. Now, therefore, I can't even do him. I don't even know what he sounds like.
That was a valiant attempt.
That was good? Okay, yeah. Thank you. On October 9th, 2014... Leif Erikson Day. So you can celebrate for the second time ever this year on October 9th, 2015 is Leif Erikson Day.
Okay.
It says, I, Barack Obama, call upon all Americans to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies.
What?
Ooh. Activities and programs to honor. And he said this, well, he might actually have some of this rich Nordic American heritage. Because I know I don't have a lick.
We have to. Do you know this is our responsibility now to establish the traditions for Leif
Erikson? Leif Erikson.
And by the way, I get him confused with Leif Garrett.
No, not the same. Not the same at all. It's not the same guy.
So what can we do?
I don't know.
He's trying to knock out the Christopher Columbus Day?
I mean, this is actually a better, because Leif Erikson, you know, was here a lot earlier and didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Didn't commit genocide. So I think that's why Barack Obama probably put this day out here. Leif Erikson Day is a lot more fun to me than Columbus Day.
I'm going
to
take off for Leif Erikson Day.
You got to say it right.
I'm taking off for Leif Garrett Day.
For Leif Garrett. I'm just excited because, you know, I love Iceland and I know I love Norway and I've been to both. Uh-huh. And I just think this is cool. Like, I'm thinking, I don't know, gravlaks, a lot of fish going on.
Vodka.
Yeah,
right.
You know, fish and booze, basically.
And what do we have to do? We'll probably have to do some kind of challenges.
Well, you know what we could do? We could go to someone's house, mm-hmm. and instead of being Columbus on me, like, I discovered it, now get out. We could be like, you got a nice place.
Yeah.
All right, see you later. I'm going to go back to my own home.
Right.
And not pretend like, you know.
This is mine now.
This is mine now.
Because I'm here.
So that is a proclamation by Barack Obama.
I like his style. He also renamed a mountain, too.
Yeah. So, but the people...
And so everyone's, he, like, upset. It was like, no, that was the real name of the mountain.
The people who were pro-McKinley, there's a group of citizens from a town where McKinley is from. And they're like, wait, I'm like, why don't you put that shit in your town? Oh, wait, no one cares about your town. Why don't you name your whole damn town McKinley?
Yeah.
Why do you need to... And they were like, well, people don't remember who McKinley is. I'm like, but the mountain wasn't helping. I never understood why it was called McKinley.
Yeah.
I assumed it was some dude who went up in there and slaughtered Native Americans and were like, I'm calling this mountain after me. I didn't know it was after the president.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because isn't that how most things are named?
Yes, exactly. You're right.
I don't even... Did McKinley ever go there? Does anyone care?
No. No, I don't think anybody
cares. You know,
cares.
Long live Denali.
It was just... Yeah, right? Everybody needs to go back to their original.
Yes, that's fine. And there's... You know what? It's not that hard because these new names ain't been around that long.
Right.
Like, the old name was around for a very, very long time. Yours is here for, what, 100 years, yeah. 150 years.
I agree. Setting things right.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you can still call it McKinley if you want, but no one's going to care. Mm-hmm. Mount McKinley. If they want to name stuff after him, go name it after something he did.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that he discovered Alaska. Out from under the Native Alaskans.
Right. From people who were already there.
Yeah.
So now, thank goodness, now they know where they are.
So for Leif Erikson Day, you could just go to someone's property, observe it.
Yeah.
Maybe say something nice. They probably maybe trade something with them and then go the hell home.
Yeah. That's what you should do. Trade.
Yes,
everyone has to, like, bake something or make a food.
Make something or, you
and
know.
And put it in a bunch of dishes. And then you trade.
Yeah.
And then you go home with a nice mix.
Yeah, you don't try to steal anyone's women or children. You don't enslave anybody.
You make a fair trade. Like a dozen cookies.
Yeah, and you don't bring disease.
Right.
And religion.
Well, you got to bring a cloud.
I mean, that goes without saying. Right. The microbial cloud.
It's going to go with you wherever you go.
You know what? Take nothing but your microbial cloud. No. That will be my watchword. Take only your microbial cloud with you.
As you go.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. And we're back with some bonus.
So this is bonus news. A German woman.
There wasn't any regular news.
A German woman, 92, declared dead by doctor, wakes up in the morgue.
Oh my God.
Yes.
This is my nightmare,
this
by the
really,
way.
This is my
Burn name. Me. Don't, if I'm not, like, don't.
A 92-year-old German woman woke up in a refrigerated room at a funeral home.
The cursing must have been immense.
Only hours after the doctor declared her dead.
I hope that doctor has been stripped of his, ability to practice, because come on.
Yeah, authorities have now charged the doctor, who could face prison time from his non-fatal mistake.
Oh, she's lucky.
His non-fatal mistake.
Wow.
It happened in March. The prosecutor announced Tuesday the 53-year-old physician, whose name hasn't been released.
He's not even that old.
Was charged with negligent bodily harm. The doctor told authorities he misdiagnosed.
She looked dead. She was killing me.
after a caregiver in her nursing home found the woman who was seriously ill without a pulse. Also, she was not breathing.
Okay, but for how long? Right. You don't just brush them off.
But the diagnosis proved inaccurate.
Is that how they do things in the Rhineland? Are you kidding me?
She awoke inside the funeral home later that day. She screamed, which caught the attention of a very surprised employee.
They probably peed themselves.
Oh, I would have.
It happens all the time.
The patient was released from the funeral home, but died 2 days later.
Released from the funeral? I would have fought everybody up in that piece. They would have had to subdue me. I would have fought everybody. I would have burnt that place to the ground.
She died 2 days later. Due to a heart disease that was unrelated to the strange incident.
Really? That's what it was. It the same fucking doctor?
Right.
That sure. guy again?
Oh, she's back. Yeah. And everyone's like, wait a minute.
No, it's her heart.
It's her heart. They like really check to see if she's.
Yeah, this is not not a pillow I smothered her with.
The doctor's facing a fine or prison time if convicted.
I mean, I don't think he needs a fine or prison time. I think he's done.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
They used to, when people died in the past, they would.
Put a hatch on the inside.
Yeah, no, they would tie a string to their arm, and that string came up through the ground and was attached to a bell.
Really?
Yeah, and if you were alive, happened to be buried alive, you could pull on the string and ring the bell, and people could.
I mean, I guess everybody knows that. I'm imagining walking by the grave and being like, "Oh, a bell."
Yeah.
And just picking it up
and walking away.
But I know,
but that's where the expression "dead ringer" comes from.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I know in Victorian times they used to put a hatch on the inside.
So you could get out.
This is before they bury in the ground.
Yeah.
Because so many people were, you know, dying and being put away.
And then they realized they were not really
yeah.
dead.
Yeah, and they were also paranoid
yeah.
about that kind of thing. But that's a dead ringer.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.